The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, how was that?
Amazing.
Was that?
So
oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. What else? Just throw out a few words, I'll repeat them. Hard. What else?
Touching.
Revealing.
Encouraging.
Uncomfortable. Sincere. Yeah.
Supportive.
I heard something else besides supportive.
We said the same thing.
Oh, you said that. Pretty cool. Supportive and supportive.
Kind.
Open.
Easy,
connected,
loving,
release. What else? It would be nice if everybody at least shouts out one word, if you haven't said anything yet.
Patience.
Patience, yeah.
Nice.
Kindness, yeah. Yeah, so it would be nice to also hear more. Okay, so the one words were great. So it's nice to hear a little more about what you discovered as you actually explored the time you received kindness, you gave kindness, you're on the either end. What is your highest intention? Why are you here? Trying to cultivate and turn your mind towards goodwill, metta, loving kindness. And what are the edges? So any pieces of that you want to say something about, something you realized, or maybe about the process of talking to another two human beings today about this exploration. What came up for you? It's going to be quite powerful. Yeah, please.
You know, this morning I missed the meditation, and I think that was probably one of the highlights, you know, of the day up to this point. But then I realized this talking is just as important, because I realized the moment that I am reflecting on the issues and challenges that was one of those bullet points to talk about, I realized just talking about it made it look a little bit smaller, you know, a little bit less of a challenge. Just talking about it out loud made it like less of a challenge. Then I don't know much about other religions or even Buddhism, I'm just learning. But I kind of was comparing it to like some parts of the Christianity when they do, you know, confessions, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I couldn't understand it for years, you know, what the purpose of it is. But then in these groups, when you kind of talk about certain challenges and issues that you have, it comes out like a form of a self-confession, that you're listening to yourself and you're kind of realizing that, okay, I did that. Maybe it's time to forgive myself, to move on, to be kind to myself, learn the lesson, and do better next time. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of like a cleansing, you know, a process of cleansing, you know, my own soul and moving forward. Mm-hmm. That was the feeling that I had.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really powerful to be held witness by other kind human beings. That was the practice, to have a space of kindness. And when whatever judgments you have about yourself, you say them, you speak them, they come out of the darkness. Because when they're dark, they look so big, they're humongous, these, you know, skeletons in the closet. When you actually have the courage, it takes a lot of courage to say, it's like, whoa, cuts them down to size, and then you're held in kindness. It's okay. Just the gaze of the people with whom you're sitting, that can bring in that self-compassion, that self-care, self-kindness in, is a way of cultivating self-kindness through the eyes of others. Great. Thank you. What else? Yeah.
A couple of things. On the walk, I guess one of the things that really hit home to me is how much I am the same as everybody here. Like almost everything that somebody says, I do that, and so it's kind of like everyone knows me too, which is kind of nice. And I guess the other thing is in the sharing, and I'm someone that would much prefer to remain silent and process internally, and a similar experience of opening my heart to people that are loving and holding me is very freeing and gentle. And in turn, my ability to hold and my willingness to hold someone very lovingly right here and now was very special to me.
Lovely. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate the recognition of seeing our own kindness and humanity, being able to hold others. Ah, that is beautiful. And that in turn is a cultivation of kindness, cultivation of goodwill. Like, oh yeah, there is this goodwill in me that is extended to others. I have it. It's already there. Nice. What else? What else did you observe? Did you notice? Yeah.
I got here late, but I just judging from what everyone has said and listening to this group, and I realized that what it meant. And she was so kind and gracious to help me with my chair, and then. You gave me greeting when I got here, and I realized when I was walking, there was a gentleman that I don't know who he was, and he looked really sad, and he spoke to me, and I spoke to him, and I thought, that's part of me. That is, I'm a very loving person, caring person, and whether I know you or not, I still am kind, and I appreciate that part of me. And my parents taught me that, and I went to church a lot when I was growing up, and then I started practicing Buddhism about 5 years ago, and I really value that I found Buddhism, and I was down today, and I'm not sure where the depression came from, and I took a walk, and I was having a conversation with Buddha and God. And I felt them speaking to me and telling me, don't worry, that everything is going to be all right. And then I got home, and I was going through my notebook, and I realized that we had a session, a class today. So I rushed right over. And I'm so glad that I came, and I feel so much better already just from listening to everyone. And she was just so kind and gracious to help me with my chair. And then you waved at me, and I thought, this is really special. I'm so glad I came.
Lovely. Thanks so much for coming. So glad you're here with us. Yeah. Great. Sweet. Yeah, so you have been practicing all day.
Yes.
You have been practicing. Lovely. Welcome. Thank you.
I had a really great experience because I'm very emotional right now because I visited my father this last weekend, and he has dementia. And so I'm like, oh, no, when I share, I'm going to cry, you know. But I didn't. I kept it together. But then I noticed one of the people in my group had tears in her, welled up in her eyes, and it then gave me permission to have my emotions, and it was really, she gave to me by being emotional. And then later when we talked, she had issues with her father and, you know, trying to, I have a lot of resentment towards him, but now that he's, you know, I have to, she gave me a phrase that really helped me, is that I'm giving him an opportunity by spending time with him now to be a father, because, you know, and to be there. And that's about forgiveness. And, you know, I'm really doing it for myself so I don't carry around the resentment. And I realize I want to visit him more, you know, and just drive him around, because he likes to, he calls his wife a warden, you know, she doesn't take him out at all. So I guess she's just so tired from caring for him. So I realize now I have this motivation to go back down there and, you know, do this practice about loving kindness, and also realizing it's really helping me.
Lovely. Thank you so much for sharing. What else? Any other reflections, thoughts you'd like to share about this exercise before we break for lunch? Yeah, one over here.
Maybe just the reminder and the thought that we really, I think we all, you know, not to speak for you guys, we really see the light in each other, and it just seemed, you know, you're getting that, and I'm really sensing that we do see that in each other, and there's more. It's more than just sitting there and listening. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have, you can tell, and I can tell right now in all of you, but just, you know, there's like this deeper connection that is more felt, and it's an energy, and there's more to it than just the listening.
Yeah, it is. It can be a pretty powerful exercise, and as you touched on it, there's another aspect of it that when your goodness is being seen, when you are held in kindness, and with kind eyes, as if somebody says, I see you, I see you, I see you, I appreciate you. And that brings up your goodness and kindness, and it just brings it up more, because it's seen, like, oh yeah, somebody sees it, even though it's not said, it's not spoken, but it's in the space, in the structure of the setup. So, yeah. Yeah, so let's break for lunch. So just to let you know what's going to happen this afternoon, we'll be practicing this afternoon. I'll be offering another guided meditation and maybe an exercise. We'll see how it will shape up. But we'll, so this morning, first part of the morning, we kind of worked with ourself and not quite a dear friend, but our bodies as a dear friend, as a dear being. So we kind of covered those categories. So this afternoon, we'll extend from there. We'll extend from the quote-unquote easy category, which may not be that easy, by the way, from those categories to we'll bring in ourselves and dear friend, as well as extend to the neutral category and people we have difficulty with. We'll just kind of go into that very gently, very gently. And and so for lunch, let's see. It is 12:17. By the time we break, it'll be 12:20. We can either have an hour for lunch or an hour and 10. So an hour. Okay, we have a vote for an hour. It's like usual. I'm going to take a vote again. 1 hour? Raise your hand if you want an hour. Okay. An hour and 10 minutes? Okay, wow. It's kind of unanimous for an hour. Okay. 45. 40, well, that's kind of tight. If it's because some people need to go get their lunch. Yeah. So let's do an hour. And lunch is talking, and it's also a period of practice. It's a period of connecting with others and talking about what you've been talking about. If you feel speaking with the people you've talked with this morning for continuity, you can do that. Or you can make another group or just a community lunch. The tables will be set up up there, out there, and you can sit outside. Weather is nice. So continue to swim in this. This is a day of kindness, exploring, holding each other, having conversation, holding yourself when difficult emotions come up, when judgments come up. It's as if you're in swimming in kindness today. It's a pool. It's a big, big pool here at IMC around outside. And it's all around you. It's like warm, healing, kind, loving waters. You're in it. You just recognize that you're in it already. And when there's judgment about it all, oh, this is too woo-woo. Oh, meet that judgment also with kindness. And see how, it's an experiment. What do you have to lose? See how that shifts things. You can always jump out of the pool this afternoon. Just check it out. What does that feel like? How does that change you? Okay. All right. Enjoy your lunch. We'll come back at 1:20. Okay. Thank you.